Good morning, Lewis. Got some interesting news about diamonds coming out of China. I see you've been looking into it.
Yeah, Alice, it's fascinating. Feng Kanjian, the founder of Jiruofu, is producing lab-grown diamonds in Zhengzhou. These are being made in a matter of weeks, while natural diamonds take a billion years to form.
Wow, that is so cool. So, starting with the history, China first made lab-grown diamonds in 1963 for industrial tools, but now companies like Jiruofu are shifting to the jewelry business, right?
Exactly. The pivot to jewelry has been significant, and the market is responding. Lab-grown diamonds have captured 17% of the US retail market by volume, up from just 3% in 2020.
That's quite a leap. Engagement rings in particular are seeing a surge in sales. What about the pricing, Lewis?
Well, the price drop has been dramatic. In 2020, a flawless 3-carat lab-grown diamond cost about $28,900, half the price of its natural equivalent. But by this year, the price had dropped to just $3,900, 1/8 of the previous level.
That is quite a big claim, right? So the cost has been cut so drastically. What does that mean for the market?
It means that these lab-grown diamonds are becoming more accessible. With such a significant price reduction, more consumers are opting for them, especially for high-value purchases like engagement rings.
So the jewelry industry is facing a big shift. It's interesting how quickly things can change in the market. What's your take on how this will affect traditional diamond companies?
Traditional diamond companies are definitely feeling the pressure. They're having to adapt by emphasizing the rarity and natural origin of their products. But it's a tough sell when lab-grown options are so much more affordable.
Yeah, I can see that. And with China being a major player in producing these lab-grown diamonds, it's probably setting the stage for even more competition in the market.
Absolutely. The scale of production in China means that the supply of lab-grown diamonds is increasing, which will likely keep the pressure on prices and force further innovation in the industry.
So it's not just about the diamonds themselves, but also about the entire ecosystem around them. From manufacturing to retail, everything is being reshaped.
Right. And as consumers become more aware of the environmental and ethical benefits of lab-grown diamonds, demand is likely to continue growing.
That's a good point. With the younger generation being more conscious about sustainability, this could be a game changer for the industry.
Definitely. It's an exciting time to watch how this market evolves. We'll have to keep an eye on it for future updates.
Agreed. Thanks for breaking that down, Lewis. It's fascinating to see how technology is disrupting even the most traditional industries.
No problem, Alice. And that's our look at the latest in lab-grown diamonds. We'll be back tomorrow with more business news.
Good morning, Lewis. Got some interesting news about diamonds coming out of China. I see you've been looking into it.
Yeah, Alice, it's fascinating. Feng Kanjian, the founder of Jiruofu, is producing lab-grown diamonds in Zhengzhou. These are being made in a matter of weeks, while natural diamonds take a billion years to form.